ויאנבב חוב בייז עמד בייז, האיסה סוכוסוי בראש העגולה או בראש הסמינה הקשירה, ואוילן לו ביונטב. ותראה שאיסה סוכוסוי בראש העגולה, ואיז דחידיש אף על גב, זה מטלטלו, איז הדבר המטלטל ולא יקביה, איז נער הדבר קבוע, ובראש הסמינה שהוא מוקם גבויה של סמינה, that's Bereish HaSvina, that's on the top of the ship. The Rishash is Geiris Vahoyo, Vahu Gavoya Miyoid. This means from the Lashon Aram. Vahu Gavoya Miyoid, and it's very tall, on the top of the ship. Vein Horim Makifin, and you don't have any mountains around it to shelter from the winds. Ruach shelete shom vaykrosoi, and the ruach is shelet there, and it will be oikeret. That means it's olul to be neka. The roish agole, the tzad aroish shaboy is because it's moving. The davar metalto, the roish asvine, it's oimid lehayoker. So the Mishnah says it's ksheira, the diras aroi sagibo. Adiris Arai is sufficient, so it doesn't matter if it's not so kavua. But oilin lo biyontiv, mishum deboi la misne seifa vein oilin, tona reishe va oilin. The Rebbe is no chiddush, why shouldn't one go into the suke in yontiv? So Rebbe is no chiddush, but he chaptis on because of the seifa. Beroisha ilon, if a person made a suke on top of a tree, El Gabi Gomo, Sheira, that means Poshet, the case is that the Elon is the Kakois Hasuke, was built on the Elon, or on top of the Gomo, and then they built walls on top of that. So it's a Kosher Hasuke Vein Oilin Lo Biyontiv. Hashi says, Beroisha Elon, Tikein Moishovoi Beroishoi, he made the moishav of the sukkah on the Rosh Ilon, but also shom mechitzis uschach. Ksheira lecholoi shel moit. It's kosher for chalamoit. But yontiv, one should not go into the sukkah because ein oilen be'ilon be'yontiv, ein mishtamshim be'ilon. And Rashi says, va'av be'yontiv, im ovar va'ololo yotze yedei chayvosai. In Yontef, if he went in, he went on the Elon. So he was yotze, but the Yevet he was yotze. So it could be the Roshin Ksheiris, afilu in Yontef Gufa, but the Yevet, if he was oile be Elon, it's a kosher esuke. Yotze yedei chayvosai. The Aitza brings down the Prima Godem, asks, why is it Yotze Yedei Chayvosoi, L'Chayret should be a mitzvah bo ba'avere. That means every second he's in the Sukkah, he's over on the Vere, he mishtamshin be'ilom. So, in Taisus, in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, explains the Gedo, mitzvah bo ba'avere, that the Avere is bo, the mitzvah is bo al yedei o avera. That means the avera is mesavim the mitzvah. Through the avera, one is mekayim the mitzvah. So that is a mitzvah habo b'avera. Afilu an avera the rabbonon also you say mitzvah habo b'avera. So the Eitzah brings down the teretz, b'emesin that there's a chilek between shar averes. And there's sometimes one does say mitzvah bo b'aveira, one doesn't say mitzvah bo b'aveira. The Yerushalmi says, akireya b'shabbos, if a person rises achmon etzlon kri in Shabbos, she's mekayim mitzvah skriya. Le'idach kise, if a person eats matzah gzula, he's not mekayim mitzvah matzah. So the Yerushalmi asks, what is the difference? The Yishalmi answers, there is a difference. By Kriya, who ovad avere? He's being over an avere, and by Matzah, so who gufa avere? So the Achronim Chedusha Rab Reuven, I heard from Rabar and Zecheinu Levroche, they explained the Yerushalmi as follows, that the Geder of Mitzvah Habo Baveire does not mean if I'm doing a Mitzvah through an Aveire, I'm not Mekayim the Mitzvah. The Geder of Mitzvah Habo Baveire is, the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, we have a Lulav HaGozel. That means that the Chevtze Shel Mitzvah is a Chevtze Shel Aveire. It's a Gegazelte Lulav. The Gemara says, Vaveisim es a Gozel ves a Piseach. So the Posik says that Gozel dum yed the Piseach. Piseach is a Mum. So just like a Mum passels a Kolben, so a Dover a Gozel is also posel le Hakrove. It's posel le Mitzvah. It means it's a chesaron in the chevtze shel mitzvah. A chevtze shel mitzvah which becomes roi le mitzvah yedei avere, so that is posel le mitzvah. So therefore, la halach, if a person is kireya on a beged hagozel, he's a mekai mitzvah kriya, because the mitzvah kriya comes out through a beged hagozel. So this beged is posel lekayim al yodei mitzvah kriya. But when a person is kireya beged in Shabbos, so there's nothing wrong with the beged. Who of our aveira? He's doing an aveira. His doing of an aveira is not mafkiya the kiyam a mitzvah. So he did an aveira. He's doing a mitzvah. The aveira does not cancel out the mitzvah. That's how other achrayim want to learn pshat. So it comes out by chilul Shabbos, there's no musig of mitzvah bo baveira. So therefore, since it's a kosher sukkah, no, he's doing an aveira, he's being mishtamish be'ilon, so that is not mafkiya the kiyam a mitzvah. Shtayim be'ilon va'achas bidei odom. Now the Perish Chai has nice pictures over here, so we won't have to find difficulties in figuring out what the Mishnah says. So if two mechitzes of the sukkah are resting on an ilon, va'achas bidei odom, and one of the mechitzes of the sukkah are bidei odom, v'yishtayim bidei odom va'achas be'ilon k'sheira, it's a kosher sukkah, v'yin oylin lo b'yontev. Sholish bidei odom, v'yin oylin lo b'yontev, one is not permitted to be oylin yontev, it's a kosher sukkah, v'yin oylin lo b'yontev, because it's called mishtamish be'ilon, because the sukkah cannot stand without the support of the ilon. Shalosh bidei odom va'achas bi'ilon. But what if you have that three walls are supported from a doifen that a ben odom made, and the fourth side va'achas bi'ilon k'sheira va'oilon lo biyontiv. So then it's a kosher sukkah va'oilon lo biyontiv. Zeh haklal kol sheyinotel ha'ilon. If the ilon will be taken away, v'yechoylo lamoid bifnei atzmo, and the sukkah is still able to stand with the ilan being taken away, k'sheira sotzakosher a sukkah v'oylin lo b'yontiv, that doesn't fall into the category of mishtamish b'ilan, because he does not need the support of the ilan to be dor in the sukkah. Let us see Rashi. Bein oylin lo biyontiv de gozo bo rabonon dein oylin beilom bein mishtamshin boy shemo yitloish. So gzeire, I might be toilish. The reason of a mishtamshin be behemer Rashi doesn't mention here. That the Gemara says in Beye shemo yachtich zmoire. Shtayim beilom v'achas b'dei odom. So Rashi says as follows. Somach karkois hasukim. The floor of the sukkah, ruboy be'ilon. Most of the floor, two sides of the floor, are resting on a tree. Va'osa sviva beroisha ilon. And these two sides, he made shtei mechitzes. He made two walls. So two walls of the sukkah are being supported by trees. Va'achas osa b'dei odam ba'oretz. And the third wall, he built ba'oretz. V'say made a long doifen starting from the ground. V'somach tzas kakois ha-suke be'emtza ha-doifen. And then in the middle of this doifen he made a 2x4. When he came to the level of the floor, which is resting now on the ilum, so he made a 2x4 that the floor of the suke will rest on this doifen that he made, that started from the ground and is going up. V'higviya ha-doifen mimenu l'mayla soro. And now, after the floor is resting on this 2x4, the wall continues another 10 tfochim. So memele, so two walls of the suke are resting on an ilon, and the third wall starts from the ground, and the kakois suke is resting on that third wall. Oy shtayim bidei odom biachas beilon, or even if two were bidei odom biachas beilon, hoyel veim yinotel ha ilon. If the ilon will be taken away, neifel kakois suke. It can't stand with these two. That's called mishtamish beilon. The Eitzah brings down, could be that what the Mishnah is Messiah zeh haklal. What is the Mishnah Moisef? Kol sheyinot elium v'chol olam b'fnei atzmo k'sheira. The Mishnah wants to tell us that could be if you'll have two walls bidei Adam, which are like a mavui, that means two parallel walls, which are made bidei Adam. So then it is possible for the sukkah to stand and balance itself without the resting on the ilon. So here we are speaking about a sukkah kemin gam, that the shtayim b'day odom is one next to the other. So memele, then without the third wall, it wouldn't be able to support itself. But koshe, but that's the general koshe, not ilum v'yechayil olam v'fnei atzmo, so filu by two walls would also be koshe. V'ayilin lo b'yontiv. Let us see Taisvis. Shtayim b'ilon v'achas b'day odom. So first Taisus brings down Rashi's pshat, somach karkois hasuke rubo beilon. Most of the karka, two sides of the karka is resting on a tree. Ba'oso seviva beroyshe ilon shtei mechitzes. Now on these two sides, he went and made two walls. Ba'achas oso b'deyodam ba'oretz, a third wall he made starting from the ground. V'somach karkois hasuke be'emtza ha-doifen. Now, in the middle of this doifen, he made a 2x4, and now the floor is resting on this doifen. V'gbi ha-doifen mimenu l'mayla asoro. And the doifen is 10 tvochim higher. From the suke. Oy shtayim b'dei odom b'achas bilon. Hoyil v'm yinotel ha-ilom. Neifel karkois hasuke. If the ilon, v'minotel ilon neifel karkois hasuke, sh'eine yechayla lamoid, b'smicha shtayim shaboretz, en eilu lo b'yontev, d'mishtamish b'ilon, kach pirish b'kunteres. Le'mashmo hochi perik mi shehechshich, the Taisa says, but from the Gemara in Shabbos, it would seem this is not pshat in the Mishnah. The dayik mehoche the tzodim asurim. The Gemara klaus ha-shayla mesech the Shabbos, just like the Zadin, ein mishtamshin be'ilon, what about the tzodim ha-yoytzim min ha-ilon? That means that you have something that is attached to the ilon, is protruding from the ilon. If one would be permitted to be mishtamish, this is not a direct ishtamshus with the ilon, this is Stodim Hayoitzim in Heilom. So the Gemara says, being Zarai from our Mishnah, the Gemara wants to bring Zarai from our Mishnah, that Stodim Asurim, Tomrinen, my love, the Chok Bey Be'ilon, Banach Bey Kanim Be'ilon, Tahavalut Stodim. Now, if you look in the Perish Chai, you'll see exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about that we have two trees. We have two trees and we're talking about one wall. We have here one side of the sukkah. So he had over here two trees, and he made boards. He made holes in the trees. He drilled holes in the trees, and now he made boards, a row of boards, and the boards are resting on the two trees. And this is one wall of the sukkah. This is the wall of the sukkah. The wall of the sukkah are boards which are drilled into the trees. Now, this would be called Stodim Shebesukkah. Stodim Shebeilon. This is the sides. That means, we'll see, that means if a person will be mishtamish with these boards, he, in reality, is not being mishtamish directly with an ilon. He's being mishtamish with Stodim Shebeilon. These are sides of the boards drilled into the trees are Stodi Ha'ilon. Now, we're not finished yet. Now, on top of this wall, which is Stodim Shebi Ilon, he rested the Schach. The Schach is lying on top of the wall. So what's wrong now? But then Rashi in Shabbos says, it used to be they were rogel to put things on top of the Schach. Now, to put things on top of the Schach, that already is an avla. When you put something on top of the Schach, is resting on the Stodei Ha'ilon, and he's going to put something on top of the schach, he's mishtamish b'tzodei ha'ilon. So we see the Gemara in Shabbos, learn pshat in our Mishnah, that is pshat achas b'ilon eshtayim b'dei odom, that's what it's speaking about, that the schach is resting on tzodei ha'ilon. So it's speaking about a different story legamri. It's speaking about not that the floor of the sukkah is resting on an ilon. No, the schach of the sukkah is resting on the tzdodei ha'ilon. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. And the problem is, since there used to be mishtamish, used to put things on top of the schach, so he'll come to be mishtamish b'tzdodei ha'ilon. To rest something on top of the schach, which is resting on the tzdodei ha'ilon, is called his mishtamish b'tzdodei ha'ilon. Let us again see the Loshon. The Daik Mehocha, the Gemara brings Araya from here, the Tzdodim Asurim, the Mrinin Mailav, the Chokbei Be'ilon, he had drilled holes into the, there are two Ilonis, Ba'anach Be'kanin Be'ilon, and then he put boards into the Ilon, that the boards are resting now on these holes, or the indentations in the Ilon. The Havulate Stodim, so these boards are Tzodei Ilon, Umashmed the Mairi, and it would seem from the Sugi over there, She Ilon Defanes Lesuke, that the Ilon, or according to the Havamina, means the Tzodim Shebe Ilon, these are the walls of the Sukke, Vekanim Shel Sukke Nismochim Al Ha'ilon, and the Schach is now lying over it, and if he'll use such a sukkah in yontev, he might put his chafetzim on the schach, so he might come to be mishtamish b'machuba. V'chein perish on the kuntra. So Tosfos is asking on Rashi from the Gemara on Shabbos, it seems that there's another pshat in the Mishnah. Others want to say that both pshatim are emish, that the Mishnah is kailu both pshatim. So therefore Rashi over here said this pshat. Let us see the Gemara. Moni masnisin, our Mishnah that said, ha'oise sukosoi b'roish ha'sfina is kosher. Who does this Mishnah go according to? Rabbi Kiva goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The sanya ha'oise sukosoi b'roish ha'sfina, Ram Gamliel poisel, v'Rabbi Kiva marsha. Maise berabim Gamliel v'Rabbi Kiva shayuboim besfine. Omad Rabbi Kiva v'osa suke b'roish hasfine. So he made a suke on the top of the sfine. And the Svasemis is mitzadet because he didn't want to make the suke on the deck. It seems the deck was too crowded, it would be. So he decided he's going to have privacy. So he went b'roish hasfine, that as Rashi said before, shumokim gavoya shel sfine, v'oya gavoya miyoid, So Mamela, he put it on the Rosh HaSvina. Lemocha Noshva Ruach Vakrosa, a wind came and a sukkah. Amale Ram Gamliel Akiva Heichon Sukoscha. It's Ram Gamliel held that he shouldn't have done this in the beginning. Ram Gamliel's sukkah was on the deck. And then Rabbi Kiva Bedavka made it that it should be higher up. Omar Abaye. So now Abaye explains the machloikis of between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Gamliel. The Kuli Alma. Heicha de'eina yecheila lamed beruach metzuya diyaboshet. If this sukkah is not strong enough, that if it would be biyaboshet, a ruach metzuya would throw it down, like Lumi. So according to everyone, it doesn't have a Torah sukkah. Yechayla lamoid b'she'ena mitzuya diyaboshe. If you'll have a sukkah that even when a ruach she'ena mitzuya comes biyaboshe, it will withstand this ruach. Kula alma loy pligi d'ksheira. So then according to everyone, it's kosher. That's a kosher sukkah. Ki pligi b'diyechayla lamoid beruach mitzuya diyaboshe. Ve'eine yechayla lamoid beruach she'eine mitzuya diyaboshe, or there's a girsa beruach mitzuya diyam. That means the machloikis, Rab Akiva, Rab Gamliel is, if you have a sukkah that's oimed beruach mitzuya, and it's not oimed beruach she'eine mitzuya diyaboshe, which is a ruach mitzuya diyam. Rab Gamliel sover sukkah diris kva b'inon, Bekiven the Aino Yechayla Lamed Beruach Metsuya Diyam Lav Klomu. So since it can't be Aymed Beruach Metsuya Diyam like Klomu, Rabbi Kiva Sava, Sukedir Saroi Beinon, Bekiven the Yechayla Lamed Beruach Metsuya Diyam Boshek Shayra. Let us see Rashi. Like Klomu, so Rashi says that if it is not oimed beruach mitzuye diyaboshe, so it's apostle sukkah, tafilo diras aroi loyhavi. It doesn't have a shame diras aroi, because it's not able to withstand the normal wind, so that doesn't even have a shame of diras aroi. She'eino mitzuye diyaboshe, ave kiruach mitzuye diyam. Yechayla lamed beruach she'ene metzuya diyaboshe, dehayne ruach metzuya diyam, dekol alme, it's kosher. Afil according to Rav Gamliel, afil gav de'ena imedes beruach she'ene metzuya diyam, afil aman da boi suke diris kva, ike, that is called a suke, that's called a diris kva. Now, the chayred is, especially according to Rashi, the chayrel is a shverikait over here. Later I found this was Emes asks the kasha. The chayrel, by all things, we have a klal, ein lecha ela mekaymei v'shatoi. That means, let us not talk about a ship. Let's talk about a person makes a sukkah in Alaska, which let us assume that there are strong winds and stormy winds there. So a person will say, well, it's a good sukkah because, in Muncie, it would last. I mean, what's Kate Meron that it's good in Muncie? L'chayr, it has to be good in your sukkah is in Alaska now. You're living in Alaska. So Mamela, what's Kate Meron that it's good in Muncie? So if Rashi says avot, Rashi says, why if it's not oimed beruach mitzuye, the Yabosha, it's not good. So Rashi says that filu diras aroi lehavi. Rashi says it's not called a dira. This is unlivable. You can't live here. So mamela lechayre. So lechayre. According to this cheshbon, if it's not oimed beruach metzuy in Alaska, it's also the same thing. It's not livable. For some months, but here it's not livable. I mean, it's not called a dira. Here it's not a dira. I'm living here. So lechayre, what's the svara of Rabbi Kiva? That Rabbi Kiva is marsha because it's good by yom, it's good by yabosha. I mean, we see from Rashi in the Mishnah that we're speaking about a specific case. He made it b'roish ha-svine, shumokim govoya shel svine, v'hoya govoya mi'oit, v'in horim makifin. That means we're speaking about a roish ha-svine. That means he made it in a place that's perhaps, maybe, that means as follows. That means the sukkah that is made on the deck of the svine could be, everyone is moide, it has to be able to withstand the winds of the yam. Now he's on the yam. If the yam is a more windy place than other places, fashteitzach, it has to be roi lamoid, it should be able to exist. They shouldn't be thrown down by the winds of the yam. Could be that's just like Alaska. But he made it b'roish ha-svina. B'roish ha-svina be'etzem is not a mokim dire. This is not a different mokim. That means that, so b'roish ha-svina there, Rabbi Kiva held as a gateman nishton. That since this is not a mokim dire, so you can't say it's a felt up in dire saroi, because be'etzem you could use the sukkah if you're on a ship in the yam. Good, I put it b'roish ha-svina. Therefore, here it is not sufficient, but it's a dire be'yam. And Rabbi Gamliel could be says that he's moisif al tzaloch of dire skva. Not only is it sufficient in the area, it should be able to withstand the winds of the area, but now if you made it b'roish ha-svina, it should be able to withstand the winds b'roish ha-svina also. Maybe that's pshat. Agavuche, the Sfas Emes seems to be saying another chiddush. The Sfas Emes says, kipligi, especially according to Agi, it's a kipligi b'diyachoyle lamoid b'ruach mitzuye diyaboshe, ve'eina yachoyle lamoid b'ruach she'eina mitzuye diyaboshe. So the Sfas Emes seems to learn Shan the Gemara, according to Rav Gamliel, b'yaboshe gufe, you have to make sure it's oimed b'ruach she'eina mitzuye diyaboshe. That is true, it's the same, Ruach Shem Tzvi Yabosh is the Ruach Metzi the Yam. But in the Yabosh Gufe, she seems to hold that it has to be, in the Mount Yom that holds Diras Kva, it has to be able to be Oymed Beruach She'ena Metzuya the Yabosh. And again, we'll have the same problem. So why, according to Ram Gamliel B'Yam, it doesn't have to be Oymed Beruach She'ena Metzuya the Yam. Let us see Taisvitz. The Sanya Oises Ukosoi Beroish Asvine. Shapir Gores Vibraise Beroish Agole. So Taisvitz says with Gores, just like in the Mishnah we had, the Tzorech Hechsher Asuka, that the Mishnah we had according to Rabbi Kiva, Roish Agole is good, even though it's metaltal. So Taisvitz says, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Roish Agole is no good. Pliginam shabigos bebreise bereish agole, and the pliginami bereish agole ke the precious lael. The loike moishe perish rabbeinetam beperikam. That the whole machloikis is only bereish asvina, not bereish agole. Zog the Gemara weiter. Oi al gabi gomel. The Mishnah says, if a person built a sukkah on top of a camel, the kakoi sasuk is on the top of the camel, so it's a kosher sukkah. Masnisen moni rab meiri, the sanye ho'oise sukkosei al gabi beheime, rab meir marshe rab Yehuda poisel. So machloike says rab meir rab Yehuda. My time is rab Yehuda. Om akro chaga sukkah is tasalocho shivas yomim. Sukkah aruya leshive shmo sukkah. You have to have a sukkah that is roi for 7 days. Sukkah sha'ena aruya leshive loy shmo sukkah. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, על גבי בהמה, כגוי נוסן דלסויס על שני סוסים, והם קרקויס הסוכה, these two doors, this will be the floor of the סוכה, ועושה למיילו מחיצוי סוסחך. הולוויה לשיבה, perhaps you need a sukkah that's roi l'shiva, one should be able to live in the sukkah for 7 days. Perhaps the degoza rabbonon, ein oilin lo, nimtzei she'eina ro'uyo l'yoyim rishin. So it comes out, it's not roi for the first night. So me'mele, so it's a sukkah she'eina ro'uyo l'shiva. The Ritva brings down from the Ritva that the Ritva says it's not Roy Leshiva because Shabbos comes in between, so it's not Roy Leshiva. So he brings down from a Prima Godim that why did he not want to say like Rashi? Why do you have to say Al Shabbos the first day? It's not Roy. So they want to say Amir de Kazakh. That the first day, you're permitted to be Oyla, Yontif, you're allowed to be Oyla B'sukkah, if he doesn't have any other place to eat. It's a Tzairach Oichel Nefesh. Just like it's brought down, if a person's house is being burnt down, he doesn't have a place where to eat, so he's permitted to be Mechabe the Eish Al Tata Tzairach Oichel Nefesh. So Memele, so this would also be permitted Al Tzairach Oichel Nefesh. To be oile, that means since Eichel Nefesh is muta b'yontif, so they held, if he doesn't have any other place where to eat, so he'd be permitted to be oile b'yontif. Al tzeich Eichel Nefesh. That's why they said that abakaponim in Sukkot you always have a Shabbos where there's no heter of Eichel Nefesh. Abakaponim Rashi disagrees with this. Rashi holds that afilu the first day it's also awesome. Al Kaponim, so we have here that Machloikis Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rameya, what's that in Rameya? Why according to Rameya is it kosher? It's not Roy Leshiva. So Rameya says, Hanami midaraisa mechza chozi. Minatoire, it's chozi. It's Roy. Rabbonon u de gozrubo. Rabbonon wa goyzer, and Rabbonon said that you're not allowed to be oile. So since it's only a Rabbonon, so memele, therefore, you're yoitze. The Mevorshim eska kashe that we find in many places, that something that mida Rabbonon, there's a chesor, and it also passes the mitzvah, even though minat teire, it's kosher. For example, an esrig shall truma tmeyem is possible because it's not chazi lachila. Now, minatere trumas peiris, there's no such thing as it's minatere chazi lachila because the whole trumas peiris is only at the rabbonim. So minatere it's chazi lachila. Midarabbonon, it has the same truma. So midarabbonon, it's like chazi lachila. Afal pikin, it's a possible esrig. You don't say this svara that midiraisa merzi chosi. They bring by matzah also. This dinin has to be roi leyochel b'chol meshavis. Matzah shamaisa sheni, even though it's a midarabonon, it's not roi leyochel b'chol meshavis. So, why over here did Rameya hold that this is called a kosher sukkah? Because midiraisa merzi chosi. Bring that from Rabbi Chaim Oizer differentiated what the Darabonon is. If the Darabonon is, let us say, by an Esrig. We had an Esrig that's Trumat Meir. So, mi Darabonon, this Esrig is Leichozi Lachila. It's Trumat mi Darabonon. Good, it's mi Darabonon. That doesn't matter. But since it's midrabbonon, it's lechosi lachile, so it's a chesaron in the guf esrik. So memel it's a posel esrik. Or you have matzah shal maisa sheni, it's not nechel b'chol meishavis, even though midrabbonon it's not nechel b'chol meishavis, but it's not nechel b'chol meishavis, and that's a tnai of matzah, that b'chol meishvei seichem teichlo matzah, is that it should be able to be eaten all over, and this matzah can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Midrabbonon. So it's a psul in the matzah. Here, be'emison, there's nothing wrong with the sukkah. It's not a din in the sukkah. No, pshat is this, it's a double study. I cannot be oile in this sukkah, because by me there's a din, ein mishtamshin be'ilon. So that means, it's not famosei ad-rabbonon. That means, if the psul, the rabbonon, I mean, we see two yesaidis from here. If the psul, the rabbonon is a psul, and the etzem chefze, that the chefze is not roi mi the rabbonon, it's a chesoron in the etzem chayfet, so then, could be Rab Meir would also be moide, that it would passel. If it would be a dovot study min ha-toire, but min ha-toire, this can't be used, even though it's mitzad acher, it's not mitzad etzem chayfet, so it also would passel, it'll also be considered like a chesoron in the etzem chayfet. But since here it's tautilativuse, it's only a zayte gezach, that means better mitzad the sukkah, there's nothing wrong with the sukkah, no, there's a din in the gavre that ein mishtamshim be'ilom. And it's a darabonon, so this doesn't affect the kashrus of the sukkah, according to Rab Meir. Rab Yehuda is chaylik on this. Zokta isviz, agabi beheime, Perish akuntres nosan dalsois al bei susim liyosam karkois asuke vaoso lemaila mechitzes v'sicha b'yuda poisel umikan kosher leperish akuntres tamas lisin de la'el. Tosfos had asked already there the kasha. Rashi says kabei somach sukosoi bekarei hamite kede perashti la'el. Rashi says according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person puts chach on kare yamita were three walls of the mita, and he puts chach on the kare yamita, so Rashi says that the sukkah is possible according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it is not a sukkah's kva, it is a dover metaltel. The whole sukkah is a portable entity. So therefore, sefelt and kviyis, so it is possible. So according to Rashi, so why did Rabbi Yehuda have to say that if a person made a sukkah al gabi gomel or a gabi susim, that it is possible because chaga sukkah is tassel l'choshi v'shomim, because it's not chozi l'shive, not chozi l'shabbos, or the first day yontev. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a sukkah's kva, it's a portable sukkah. Animals are portable sukkah, so it's like kare yamite, which is possible according to Rabbi Yehuda because it's a portable sukkah. That's Tosfos kasha. V'yesh meforshim, tohoche lave metaltel haschach al gabi habehim. It's not speaking about, we had learned on daf chof beis amit beis, that the psul, the din kva, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not that the walls have to be kavua. The schach has to be kavur. So memeila, so others want to say a different pshat nagamo. The hochilave metaltal haschach agabi behime. The schach will not move agabi behime. Dim kain, lomali kol rabbi hude. Taipik lemishum dein lo kvak, the frishis lael. Elehemi tsuke al dalit kundesim. He took four poles and he made a frame. And on this frame, he put schach. So the schach, Bisomach aleim haschach. So the schach is standing on a frame of four poles. So memele, your schach is kavua. Behichnis sham habehime. And now in this frame, he brought in a behime. Va'osa aleho. Now on top of this behime, he built a sukkah. Karka isa. He made a floor. Umechitzei seho, and he made walls. Ad l'schach. So it means that the behemoth is coming in, a very nice picture in the three pictures in the Perish Chai, so you can see the process which was done. First he made a frame, and then he built a sukkah on top of a behemoth, and then he went and brought in this behemoth into the sukkah. So we have here a sukkah, which the schach of the sukkah is kavua, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's all what you need. But there's a new problem. You can't go and live in the sukkah and yontev because ein mishtamshim bebehemah. That is the story. So that Tosfos wants to say a different pshat than Rashi. Bifnei shama behemah, vasole kakeisa mechitzeisel ad leschach, till the schach. The schach was ready. There's a frame on that's holding up the schach. Lechazi leshivim. Then they will gabi behemah beyontev. Suke aruya leshiva my time and nami I paisel besuke al gabi ilon. That's why there'll be paisel suke gabi ilon also. Rabbi Yehuda marshe b'shaloi somach asuke al gaba airi. It's speaking about that like Taisa said before that he did not put the schach al gaba dim ken avloke somcha bekare yamite, so it'd be paisel. So speaking about what Tosfos said before, like the Yesh Mefarshim, that he made a separate frame to support the schach, and now he brought into this frame, underneath this frame, he brought in a behemah, which on this behemah there was built a floor and walls. Zukt the Gemara weiter. Asor lebehema doifin lesukkah. Now here's a new case. He's using a behema. He has a sukkah, and he's missing a wall. So he made a behema, a wall. A behema should be one of the walls. He sets up that behema, that it should be a wall of the sukkah. Rabbi Meir poisel, so Rabbi Meir passels the sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda marsha. It's been a hapachu. Rab Meir is the machmer, Rab Yud is the meiko. Shoye Rab Meir oimer, kol dover sheyesh by ruach chayim in oisin oisoi. Something that has ruach chayim, and we'll see, so that means that the kashrus asuke is dependent on the ruach chayim shabay. We'll see later what this means, what the chson is. In oisin oisoi, we cannot use it, loy doifen lesuke, b'loy lechi lemovoy, we cannot use this as a lechi for a movoy. B'loy pasen lebirois, b'loy goylul lekeva. In all these things, we have a nice picture in the Perish Chai. Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omru Afen Koisven Olov Gitei Nosh. Let us first see Rashi. Zok Rashi. V'loy pasin lebirois, disnan be'erevin oisin pasin lebirois. What are pasin? Arbo diyumdim. Diyumdim are diu amudim. These are four corners that they make four right angles of machitzes, that each one is an amalong, and they surround a boil. By the Eile Regolim, they had a problem. They needed water for the Eile Regolim. So they made boires in the middle of the Rishus Harab. So in the boires, there were water. But the problem is, how do you get the water out of the boir into the Rishus Harab? You'll shep the water, so you're chayiv an heitzo, you're taking from a reshus ha-yochid into a reshus ha-rab. So what did they do? So they blocked off a chelik of this reshus ha-rab with four right angles, with four diumdim. Vabir omu kasore du reshus ha-yochid. Ven yochid lemalo is mimeno, you can't take up from this bur, elim kein mukif mechitzis. Umipnei behemeis oile regolim, itiru amechitzeis ba'arbo de yumdim la'arba peis. They were matter on the four corners. There were four right angles. So memela, so they said, we can, it's Hashem dalad mechitzes. we consider ke'ilu the whole area is surrounded with machitzas. And it becomes a reshus hayochid. V'omar Rab Meir, the loy ovdin choda mehanoch, you cannot use one of the yumdim, one of the amudim, if he's short and lumber, so he'll take a behemoth, and the behemoth will stay there. So now this will serve as one of the yumdim. So he's not allowed to. V'tayma meforish lekama. The loy goylu lekever. You can't use a behemoth to be a goylu. Kloima. What do you mean, the loy goylu lekever? So it doesn't mean here, it doesn't mean there, it means it doesn't help. It won't help as a lechi, it won't help as the yumdim. Here it means, kloima, im asu kisui la aroine shalmeis. What does it mean, it won't help? It's serving a purpose. No, im asu kisui la aroine shalmeis. If he uses this for a kisui, for a cover of an orin, ain't shame goylul olof. It doesn't get a shame goylul. Lamayin afkemine. Doesn't get a shame goylul. The Gemara says in Chulin, the goylul mitame b'mager b'maser b'oil, the sign yal pnei atzod el rabbeis goylul v'doifik. So Memele, but this will not get a shame goylo. Now let's go a little further. Mishim Rabbi Yosi Aglili Omru, af ein kaisven olav gitei noshim, that you cannot write a get on a balchai. Now, but let's go back to Ramei. Ramei says that it is a posel doifet. Like the Gemara, my time de Ramei. What's wrong with an animal to be a doifen? What's wrong with it? Abai Omar Shemo Tomus. It might die. So what's the problem with might die? Zeiro Shemo Tomus. Habahime Beyonte. Vetipel. Ve'ein kan doifen. It might die in the middle of Yonte. Now, zicha be aware of it if it dies. Benimtze bottle mi mitzvah sukkah. So memela, they answered to use an animal as a doifen because since this might bring about a bittel kiyam mitzvah, so they passed it le mitzvah. L'chatchili shouldn't use it. L'kame porich, good. But obe goylo, the kulahi my time. By a goylo, devshad you're saying a kulah, he's saying a chumrah, it's a posel a doifen. Why did you passel the doifen? Because if he won't passel it, he'll come out, he might use this, and eventually he'll lose out from it. But by a goylul, it says, we said a kula doesn't have tumas goylul, so later the Gemara's going to ask this question. So Abaye said the reason that Rameya passeled a balchai is shemotomus, because the whole kashrus of the sukkah is in telling the ruach chaim of the behemoth, and if it'll die, I'm going to lose a wool. I'll be in yontif. I'll be in levedet. It's wonder what to do. Rabbi Zeira Omar Shema Tivrach. No, another. Forget that it might run away. It's a bal chay. It might run away. Now the Gemara explains as follows: Bepil kosher. What'll be if you have a tied up elephant? Kulal miloy pligi. That's kosher. The nami mayes, a fillet will die. Yesh beniblosa yutz. A fillet without a ruachayim, a fillet collapses. But you still have a goiva yut. So memele, so there's nothing what to be afraid of. You can die gizunta hate, and there's nothing to be afraid that it's gonna run away. It's kosher. It's tied up. Keep ligi bepil sha'ene kosher. The machloikis is by appeal sheinikosh. The machloikis abayin rabzeire is appeal sheinikosh. Laman da omar shema tomus, according to abaye, leichashina. Laman da omar gzeire shema tivrach, hashina. Then we are afraid. Thank the Gemara, laman da omar gzeire shema tomus, neche shema tivrach. I mean, if you're chayish for mise, we'll see in Teisvis, mises amilsad loishchiche. So avad gevishe shebichayish v'briche. So the Gemara says, Ela bepil sheinei kosher kol alma loy pligi. That's zichar right, that's zichar shash of shema tivrach. Ki pligi bebehema kshura. Not by a pill. No, you have a behema that's tied. L'mandi omegzeira shema tomos kashinam. So now you were chayish lemisa, so maybe the behema might die. We're going to lose the doifen. L'mandi omegzeira shema tivrach loy kashinam. We're not afraid, because it's tied. L'mando megzeira shema tivrach nechosh shema tomus. Let us be afraid shema tomus. So the Gemara answers, Mise loishchicha. Mise loishchicha. So that is the machloikis now between Abaye and Rab Zeira. Machloikis Abaye and Rab Zeira is, if you have a behemoth which is kosher, which is tied, but if it will die, it will, Maisi gonna lose your doifen. Did Rab Meir passel such a behemel a doifen? According to Abaye, he did. Rab Meir's chayish lemish, even though it's lo shchiche. And according to Rab Zeira, he didn't. He only passeled al shemo tivra. Let us see Rashi. The kuli almim. Let us see Taisvis. So Taisvis says, Kshameis munach bekever. Meinichem ala kever, min Taisvis over here holds that it's not the way Rashi says, oren, imasu kisi ala oren, Taisvis says it's a kisi le kever. Shameis munach bekever, meinichem al ha kever even gedoilo, listoim es chalolo. So there's a cholol there, there's an empty space, and now we want to go and cover it. But who nikra goilo? We learned Koira Sha'aso Goylo Lekeva. Look in the Perish Chai, we'll see a nice picture on it. That he took like a trunk of a tree, and he put it over Koira, he had a trunk of a tree, and he put it over a Keva. Bein Moito Altsido, Sai, it is lying sideways. Bein oimedes, a sai, it's standing straight. Ein tomei elo keneged haPesach. So the tumas goylul is only opposite the Pesach, means the keva. That means he took a trunk of a tree and he laid it over a keva. Now it extends much over the keva. So it says, you make an imaginary line, and keneged the kever, that has a shem goylo, that is soisim the kever, so that is a tuma on it, shaloi keneged the kever, that doesn't have a shem goylo. So kaponim, we see klar, that this is Koira, this is something that is done to be soisim a keva. Koira shaso goylel le keva. And keneged a pesach res Hashem goylel. Vaitanye betei sefte dei holois. Gal shel tzroirois. You had a pile of stones. Goylel le keva. He made it a goylel le keva. And a geya ad abo tfochim. Tome divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That till the height of Dalet Fochim, we consider this thickness all goylo. This has tumas goylo. Till Dalet Fochim. That means if the gal is much taller than that, but there's only tumas goylo till Dalet Fochim. Only the first row of tzoyres, that has a tumas goylo. The goyva, which comes about because you raised the goylo, you made more tzreich, you said that doesn't have a tumas goylo. Mashma de nikra goylo, what is called a goylo? Mashe soisem acholo. that which seals the cholo that has a shame goyel. Vaitanya b'teisefte de ayholis soif peirig shlishi, shtei avonim gedoylois shel arboa tfochim, sha'ason goylel lekevel. That he had two slabs of stone, each one was 4 tfochim, and then it seems that kevel was 8 tfochim, gedoylois arboa tfochim, sha'ason goylel lekevel. Hamayel al gabi shteim. So if a person is mile on both of them, so he's tummy, he was mile over a goylo. Nitlo achas mehem, but if one of these slabs were taken away, a mile gabishniya toim neshesh letume derech sheteitze. Now the tume can go out of the next to this stone, so there's no tumas goylo. That the ultimate goylul is when there's tumi concentrated underneath it, then the goylul itself has a tumi. Mikol hani mashme, the shetachas a goylul kuloi cholo. That underneath the goylul is cholo. And this covers the goylul. Avagav de behe, be perig behema mekashe nafke tumes ha goylo midosiv al pnei hasode. De mashme de indover al gabe ha goylo vaymen megula al pnei hasode. That which is exposed, that has the shame goylo. Simnim de ene megula doesn't have to be exposed, ki he de gal shal tzoyres. Doesn't have to be something exposed, but that which on kaponim, which covers the cholo, that is the goylo. That is tumis goylo. Come back to it yet. V'doife kaniskar b'chol mokim ima goylo. And there's tumis goylo and tumis doifik. What is the doifik? Heim avonim sha goylo nishan aleim. That these are two stones which the goylo rests on them. The ezehu doifik esha goylo nishan olam. Avo doifik divkin toyer. But something that supports the doifik, that is toyer. The poami menichen even lismoich oisoi sha goylo nishan oleo. The goylo is resting on a stone which is supporting it, and then we have another stone which is supporting the supporting stone of the goylo. Vehi nikreis doifik divkin. Period. Now we just elaborated to know what the goylo is and what the doifik is. V'tzorich ledaktik. Chod da'ome pekoil v'aroitiv, the goylo metame b'mago u'ba'oil. Prektoisvis eichi domin. Bishloime maga efshel min hatzat. That means, we'll see, Tois is going to ask Akasha, the way Toisvis pictured the seer of Goylo, it is covering a kever. There's a mace in the kever. We'll see, and it's covering the kever. And Tois is going to ask Akasha, so why do you need Tumas Goylo? Tepik lay that this is a kever sosum, and the tume is oile keneged kol hakever. So why do you need a new tumis goylo, which is metame b'mage uba oil? Typically, it's kever sosum. So Taisha says like this: bishleim b'tubis, bishleim b'mage efshel minatzat. That means where the goylo ends. So he touches it from the side, which b'emerson he's not mahil over the kever. He's just touching the goylo. So that's good. Ela ba'oyel, but that is metame ba'oyel, ma'iyya mishum goylo. Teipik lay mishum sha kever soso. You have underneath it a kever soso. Misanya benoze pekoyin godol oy be kever so kever soso. And the mrinin tume bekas voile bekas v'yoredes. So the achroinim say teis v'shita is that if there is no tefach minatzad for the tumah to go out, even though there is a tefach in the kever over the maze, it's oile keneged the whole kever. So memeila, so teis v'says, so why do you need a new din tumah of
Why did you know then tum of goyle? Teipel aye ve tum es akeva, es akeva sos. Mein loy meditzach heicha, dein ameis bekeva. That means you are miyached it for a goyle. It served as a goyle. There was asmone, there was shimush. And now later the meis was taken out. So it's keva sos, and it's no more keva. Afal piken rez Hashem goyle. So Taisa says the iles im kein loy metame mishim goyle. Da filo ki isi. We had brought down a Mishnah before that he had two slabs covering the kevel, and you took away one of the slabs, and now there's place for the tumah of the mace underneath it to go out, so this goylo gufa isn't tummy. So male, if there's no mace there, it's ichana tummy. Gabucha Taisis and Ksubis brings down that Shitas Rashi is not like that. That the din of Tumas Goylul is that Philo there's no mace. So if Philo was Pirish, you also have now Tumas Goylul. But Taisis here brings that Raya from a Mishnah Nitaza. Vein Loimer Namiki going the boy late Chutz Lekevel, that the din Tumas Goylul is on that what which is protruding over the Kevel. It's only Tomei El Keneged HaPesach. The Ho Diktoni, the only what which is opposite the Kevel. The Ho Diktoni Seifa Oso Roi Shegoyu LeKevel Ein Tomei El Ad Arbo Tvochim Hauk Shenos Na LeKevel Mu'umidairi The Kulo Dich Neged HaPesach. Whatever is Keneged HaPesach Vada Arbo Ho Diktoni Haina Begoyva Dumidi De Gal Shal Tzreyos Rab Yehuda. So al kaponim, so that which is protruding from the side doesn't have to mezgoyle. Only it has to be keneged the pesach, keneged the keva. So keneged the keva, typically it's a keva sos. Umiyu matzino lemeima, the itzrich lemail al hagoylo, keneged mechitzis hakeva. That is mail on the goylo, which is opposite the mechitzis hakeva, shagoylo munach alei. Afal pishen mile keneged chlala keva tomei mishum the mile ala goylo dimein shom goylo toil. So Tosfos the Perish Chai is a picture here, and the picture from the Perish Chai here it's a good picture, but let us elaborate a little. The Perish Chai is a picture as follows: he has a keva, and what is and then there's a goylo covering the keva. And what is supporting the goylo? So he has a picture as follows. On one side he has a doifik, which is supporting the goylo. On the second side he has the part of the earth of the kever, which is supporting the goylo. So he says, Taisvis is speaking about that side, what the earth is supporting it, what the earth is supporting it, that's the case where you have Tumas Goylo. So why does Tosfos mach a ganze geratschke? So the Ochaner explains, because a Doifik is also Matame Boil. So on the side that if there's a Doifik on one side, so on that side, if you mile over the Goylo, tape claim Mishum Doifik. So therefore Tosfos made that the other side, or the side is being supported not by a doifik, nor by the karkois akeva. So Mamela, that's why you need the tumas goylo. But I had a kasha, how does this stem with Tosfos before? Tosfos before said that the goylo is only metame kineged hapesach. It's only metabek neged the pesach. You look at the Perish Chai when he makes the picture that the tumas goylo is only neged the pesach. What's on the side already? That doesn't have a din of tumas goylo. So what is Taisus speaking about over here? So Emerson, I found the Chazon Ish and I hold a simon yudalit asks the kasha, and the Chazon Ish says that from this Taisus we see that the karka of the kever, which is supporting the goylo, and which is needed to support the goylo, that and that area that's also called keneged haPesach. Shalai keneged haPesach means that if the goylo protrudes further down, which you don't need this area to support the goylo, But al kaponim, the area of the karka which is needed to support the goylo, that also is a din of keneged pesach. That's what the Chazanish says. Say bazoi, it's very good, but it's a kasha on the Perish Chai. The Perish Chai made a picture keneged pesach. He made that it only has a shame goylo, only opposite the cholol, and as soon as the cholol ends, he makes it that's ois goylo, which is not true.